More details have emerged from a number of investigations into the death of Adelaide woman Anne-Marie Smith, who police say died as a result of shocking neglect last month. The acting head of South Australia's Human Services Department today told a parliamentary committee there had been several flags against her carer, Rosa Mayoni, and the company that employed her, Integrity Care, over the years, including that Ms. Mayoni had been banned from working at a state government organisation. Our reporter Rhett Burney has been covering the case. Rhett, talk us through the details that emerged today.
Well, good evening, Linda. Yeah, we've heard some pretty explosive details today. Now, this, of course, all comes as police continue to investigate Anne-Marie Smith's death, which they've declared a major crime. The 54-year-old died in hospital last month after being rushed in a day earlier with severe pressure sores, blood poisoning, multiple organ failure, and she was also malnourished. And police claim she'd been left in a cane chair for up to a year inside her Adelaide home where she'd lived alone since the death of her parents some time ago. Now, today, the acting head of South Australia's Department of Human Services, Lois Boswell, told a parliamentary committee that Anne-Marie Smith's carer, Rosa Mayoni, had been banned from working at a state government agency in 2013. Lois Boswell says at the time that Rosa Mayoni was already working for Integrity Care SA and that the company was told about the allegations and the ban. Here's a bit of what she had to say.
In 2013, Domiciliary Care Services, which were part of our department at the time, banned Rosemary Mayoni, who was employed by Integrity Care, from providing services to domiciliary care clients. This decision was made as a result of allegations that clients' money had gone missing when she was working in their homes. Integrity Care was informed of these allegations and of the decision that she was not to work for domiciliary care clients.
Lois Boswell, the acting head of South Australia's Department of Human Services, speaking at a parliamentary committee today about the death of Anne-Marie Smith. She referred to Rosemary Mayoni. She actually misnamed her. Her name is Rosa Mayoni. So, Rhett, it appears that Anne-Marie Smith's care provider employed her without a disability worker screening.
Yes, the committee was told that neither Rosa Mayoni nor the company she was employed by, Integrity Care SA, had applied for a disability worker screening until about 9 days after Anne-Marie Smith's death on April 6 last month. Now, South Australia's Department of Human Services has confirmed Integrity Care is legally required to screen its staff, but it's not clear what or if any action will be taken for failing to do that with Rosa Mayoni. And the committee was also told that the State Department wasn't aware that Anne-Marie Smith had died until May 15 when police went public with their investigation. So during that time, Rosa Mayoni's disability workers screening was approved. But last week, the National Disability Insurance Agency provided the Department of Human Services with Rosa Mayoni's details and her screening has now been revoked. Now, of course, it's important to point out that police are still investigating this matter and no charges have been laid. The ABC has contacted Ms. Mayoni's lawyer and also Integrity Care SA regarding today's comments, but hasn't received a response from either.
So, Rhett, how have people in the disability community responded?
Yeah, well, Linda, there's been a lot of anger and a lot of sadness in both the disability community and the wider community. The police allegations of neglect and the fact that Anne-Marie Smith could die in such horrific circumstances in a seemingly tight-knit Adelaide neighbourhood have really hit home with many. Earlier, I spoke with Nicole Lee. She lives with a disability and she's also an advocate and campaigner against violence. She says the system is failing those who are most vulnerable.
How can this continually happen, even though we're continuing to tell people, you know, what has been going on in our lives? You know, we've got a Royal Commission up and running. We've got Quality and Safeguarding Commission under the NDIS. And to think that something like this can just happen in our country is just shocking, absolutely shocking. The more I hear about what's going on in this woman's life, the more appalled I am.
Disability advocate and anti-family violence campaigner Nicole Lee, Rhett Burney, our reporter.